Hello, everybody. How are you doing? This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show, episode number 150. 150. You're daggone right. Been doing it that long. Episode number 450 on the other podcast. Episode 150 on this podcast. Yeah, that's right. You know what? Let's just dive right into it, okay? And what I want to talk about is how certain things just don't translate. Certain things just don't travel. Certain things don't translate or travel. That's just the way it is. You know, human beings are creatures of habit. We have this thing where basically, if we do something and it works, we decide to keep doing it. Now, from an evolutionary standpoint, it makes sense. If I eat this plant, I'm not hungry. I don't starve to death. If I eat this plant, I vomit and die. So you realize, let's keep eating this plant here and avoiding that plant there. This animal ate my grandmother. This animal helps me out. And if it comes down to it, I can eat this animal. You now know to stay away from the one that ate grandma and to kick it with the animal that helps you out or that you eat. We learn these things, but in certain aspects of our lives, we can't take the same behavior someplace else. We can't take the same ideas someplace else. We've been there before. I grew up hood adjacent. I knew the street dudes. Some of them were my friends, and some of them were the younger brothers of my friends. I knew these dudes. And in the hood and where we live, they would act like tough guys when they went into the store. They'd be really loud. Hey, man, man. And if they wanted to buy something that cost a quarter, they would like throw the change across the counter. Give me one of those. Da-da-da's, right? You know, yelling and having a good time. And we knew that they weren't bad guys. We knew they were just, you know, loud dudes. So nobody was really paid that much attention. Even the people behind the counter were like, yeah, I guess he's going to throw the corner across the counter or throw the dollar or whatever. It's not a big deal. They got used to it. They're like, hey, what the heck, as long as he's not doing anything wrong. But what happened was they took the same behavior to another neighborhood. And oh, man, we're not thinking there's anything wrong. We're like, yeah, that's just the way they talk. But we went to another neighborhood and all of a sudden, apparently there's a lot of police officers outside, right? Now, they didn't get arrested. Everything was cool. Everything was cleared up. And that's just the way it was. But we realized as we got older, sometimes when you go someplace else, you can't take those behaviors with you. We talk about people code switching, right? You talk about brothers and sisters code switching. You sound like one way with your friends. And then when you go into the office, you sound like this. And you realize it is incredibly efficient to do the quarterly reports today. Right? Code switching, right? If you sound like that, in some places, I've had friends go, man, why are you talking like that? And I realize, I'm still talking like I was in the office. Sorry about that. And sometimes I'll go in the office and I'll be talking to my friends and the manager will go, what the hell is going on over here? Because he knew, because of how informal the way I was talking, the way we were all speaking, that obviously it wasn't business related and we needed to get back to sales. Sometimes you can't take something from one place and put it into another place. We see it all the time. It applies everywhere. You see it in sports as well. You see it in sports. You're sitting there. You're in a division of teams that absolutely stink. And you play those teams. You're the only team that has a winning record and all the other teams stink. And you get to play those teams a bunch of times. You get to play those teams two times each. So you get up 6 wins out of 8 just out of those teams. You're thinking, man, we're doing good. We're really great. And then you start playing other teams that are actually good. You play them on the road. And even when you win those games, even if you win those games, you realize, wait a minute, we had to win that game on a 40-yard field goal with 1 second left on the clock. We were winning all of our other games by 20 points. Why? Because you were doing something that worked on those teams, but these other teams figured it out and made it hard on you. You can't take certain things from one place and put them someplace else. It just doesn't work. You've seen it in your relationships, too. You've all been there. I know I have definitely been there, right? Just imagine you're dating a lady, right? And everything is going pretty good. You know those relationships that are not great and they're not bad. You just, you know, the kind of people that are, I guess technically they would say they were happily married, but they're basically, they're cool with each other. You've seen those. That's probably what a lot of relationships are like. Or a lot of marriages are like. They're cool with each other. They don't really want to be with anyone else because it's too much of a problem. They don't want to, everything's fine. Everything's good. They don't hate each other and they get it on once a week. You know what I mean? Or maybe twice a week, whatever. But they get it on once a week and everything's cool. The kids are cool. Everything's just cool. Right? You've seen those relationships and they're like that. And dating relationships are like that as well. You're dating someone and everything's cool. Right? And everything's going on along for about a year or two. And you're like, you know, I think I want to ask her to marry me. Right? And she's not the kind of person that likes big public displays of affection. She doesn't like that. She'll hold your hand, but she don't want you grabbing her butt, and she doesn't want you hugging and slobbing her down. She doesn't learn to like. She does not like that in public. She doesn't like it. And you never really picked up on the subtle hints. Even though you've been together for 2 years, you did not pick up on the hints that she does not like that. So what do you do? What do you do? Right? This dope decides he wants to propose at the baseball game. Hey, baby, let's get married. And she's looking at you like, ah, and she's smiling. And then she runs out of the stadium and you're like, what's going on? And you're trying to figure out why she's like that. You thought women like grand gestures. Yeah, your last girlfriend liked grand gestures because you're the kind of person that doesn't necessarily do grand gestures. And you ask her to marry you at the hot dog stand. She's like, you know what? We should get married. She's like, yeah. And she's thinking it's a general conversation and that at some point in the future, you're going to come up with some great way to pop the question. And then you pull out this $70 ring and slap it on her finger. And as you're walking to the car, she's like, what was this? Is this some kind of joke? No, I said I wanted to marry you. Is this how you're going to ask me to marry me? And then she curses you out for the whole 30-minute ride back to your apartment. I don't even know why you went back to your apartment because I know what you thought was going to happen next. But guess what? That's not going to happen until next week sometime because that's how long she's going to be mad. And as it turns out, she doesn't look at you the same way anymore. She thinks that you just think that she's a $70 ring walking back from the hot dog stand lady. She thinks you're a piece of crap now because you don't care about her enough to ask her the right way. How dare you, you piece of crap? And then she drops you eventually 3 months later. So now we're back at the baseball stadium and you do the grand gesture because you think women want grand gestures. The last lady wanted a grand gesture, so I'm doing a grand gesture. But this lady does not like grand gestures. In fact, she would have loved you slapping that ring on her finger getting back to the car because she doesn't want to make a big deal out of it. She just wants to do the marriage thing and then do your 50 years of marriage and then, you know, you croak 5 years before she does. That's what she wanted. But you thought you could take the techniques from the last lady to this lady, and it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And you would figure that people that are accomplished and intelligent would pick up on those things. They would pick up on those things and realize that you can't take certain things from one area to another area. And you would figure that our most accomplished citizens, you know, maybe our politicians would figure this out. Don't worry, this is not going to be a political show. I'm just using this to make a point, right? You see it in local politics. You see a mayor who lives in a town where the demographics or the political makeup is just good enough to make sure that they stay in office, right? And what they start to do is maybe the mayor does something wacky, but it doesn't matter because their party is so strong in town that they're still going to win the election. Maybe you're a governor and you do something wacky and you start doing lots of wacky stuff in your state. And you got just enough people in the state that no matter how wacky you are, how crazy the thing you do is, it doesn't really matter because you're going to win the elections anyway. You've all seen that. They do things that they think are going to work. And they do work in the city. Maybe in the state. But what about you want to seek higher office? What about that? What about you want to become the president of the United States? Or maybe you're moving from senator to governor. Maybe you're moving from mayor to senator or governor. Right? The stuff you did in the city that was wacky and sucked up to the people in your party, you go statewide and you realize, oh, it's a little different statewide. All the people that I discriminated against or stole money from or did all this other kind of crap was kind of cool in my city. because I had enough people support me in the city where it didn't really matter what I did. You see that all the time when you're in the city. If you're in a city where there's really, really a lot of corruption, you see the mayor does something really, really stupid, and you're going, he did something really dumb. There's no way he's going to win the election. And he won by 10 points. How'd that happen? You see it with senators. There's no way after that scandal he's going to, and he won again. Ooh. You see it with governors. There's no way in the world he's going to win. The guy, he won by 14 points. Oh, right? But what they don't realize, what they never seem to realize, what these fools never seem to realize is when you start to expand outside of your area, just like those guys from the hood, they acted in a specific way, which was cool where we were from. But when we went out of the hood and we started acting that way outside the hood, when people didn't know that we were good people, they just saw loud dudes acting boisterous in a place where no one knew who they were, and they called the cops. Just like that guy who couldn't figure out what the heck his girlfriend wanted. He had the first girlfriend, he didn't do what he did, you know, he didn't do enough. The next girlfriend, he did too much. Kind of makes me wonder what the heck he's going to do with the next girlfriend. He's going, listen, I got a ring here and I got tickets to the game here with a diamond on it. Which one do you want? Right? You do the wacky stuff as a governor or mayor or a senator. You do wacky stuff because of your constituencies and you realize you're trying to win the presidency. 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 And you realize it's a big, big country. And the 47 people and 100,000 people that you were treating like crap in your state, or the 15,000 people you were treating like crap in your city, all of a sudden you realize there's 50 or 60 million of them in the country, right? Now the country has, in my home country, 330, 340 million people. 50 million people is just a fraction, but if they all hate your guts and decide they're going to vote, oh no, you're in deep crap. You see it with companies. A company that dominates in one country, they're just kicking the crap out of the competition in another country. They look overseas and they see, oh man, we got a big world here. We got a big world and we're dominant in our home country. And now we're going to go overseas and dominate that. We're going to have a company that takes over the world. Ah, ha, ha. And then they go into that country and realize, oh, you can't grease palms here to get your permits to build your buildings faster. Doesn't work that way, Jack, because there's now people protesting you because they don't like your business practices. They read about you on the internet and they don't even want you in the country. Ooh, but there's so many people here. There's so much money to be made. I've got to be in this country. It worked in my home country. Why isn't it working here? Because you're not in your home country. You're in a different country. Maybe you're in Europe. Maybe you're in China. Maybe you're someplace else. Maybe you're in Africa. Maybe you're in India. You're in a country that has a completely different set of rules and values. And you go over there and you got to learn in a different language and a different culture. You can't have the same business practices in this particular place that you had back home, right? Or maybe you can. Maybe you can have the same business practices. Maybe you can exploit the people here and save some money. But then the people back in your home country found out that you're exploiting people and they decide to boycott you because they don't like it. Ooh. It's amazing what happens when we take something from one place and put it someplace else and think everything's going to be the same. It just doesn't work. Okay, it usually doesn't work. Sometimes it actually does work. I mean, I've seen people. I saw a guy use exactly the same line on each one of his girlfriends back to back to back to back. The same line. I forgot what the line was, but it was really, we were sitting around the table. He saw a lady that he thought was attractive. And at the time we knew the line. So we literally watched him walk over. He even had the same kind of walk approach that he would approach the ladies with. You know, he'd do the same thing. He'd put his foot up on the stool and lean on the bar, do the hair flip. We're at the table like, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh. We literally are mouthing the words with him. And we are mouthing his line. I can't remember what the line was. And if the lady didn't laugh when he said the line, he was going to strike out But if she laughed and tapped him on the shoulder while she was laughing, he had a chance. And under normal circumstances, that meant he was going to at least get a date with the lady. And then, and you know, he was a pretty good looking kid. Kid, I call him a kid now, even though we were the same age back then. But the age he was then to me is a kid at this age. He was a good looking kid. So, you know what was going to happen eventually. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, jiggy, boom, the boom, jiggy, jiggy, right? But he had the same line with each lady. And it worked again and again and again and again. And it was funny. Because he didn't have any real game. He just looked good and he had that one good line that kept working for him. But then as he got a little older and the ladies he was dating were a little older as well, all of a sudden, the ladies were kind of looking at him with a little bit of disgust or disdain when he hit the line. He put his foot up on the thing, put his thing, he did the hair flip. And some ladies, as soon as they saw the hair flip, they looked at him like, look at this loser flipping his hair. What is this? You can see their faces frown up like, is this guy flipping his hair? What is this? A hair commercial? The heck is going on? Hey, baby. And you see their faces kind of scrunching up as he kept talking. What is this crap? What the hell? Get out of here. Right? A couple of times, he delivered the line so badly, or the lady had already written him off with the hair flip and the way he was standing at the bar. A couple of times, he came back with his hair wet. Why? Because there was a beer dumped on top of it. Are you going to try and hit me up with that line? You said that to my friend Beverly. She pointed you out and said you're going to come up and say, oh, baby, yeah, baby. Splash. Trying to sleep with me with that same line after you got my girlfriend? How dare you? Right? Maybe, like I say, he was a good-looking kid. If he had just walked up and spoken to each lady and just talked in a normal way and said something that was unique to the situation and unique to that specific woman and treated her like an individual instead of a conquest, he would have had dry hair when he came back to the table. He also wouldn't have had the four of us laughing at him because we all had long-term girlfriends and he never wanted one. I'm sorry. I'm just picturing this guy. This is quite a while ago, but I'm still just, as I'm telling the story, I'm just picturing us sitting at the table watching him and we're all going, oh, this is not going to go well for him. She already had her face scrunched up with disgust because of the hair flip. The beard comes over there. He had gotten his hair hooked up nicely, you know, had his little hair set up, you know, had his new shirt on, right? Trying to show his chest off and everything and all that kind of crap. I'm like, dude, we're all in good shape. Calm down. And he comes in and he's got the thing and he's got the smile. You know, only thing missing was that little sound. You know, when a really good looking guy smiles in a movie or a TV show back in the day, and you'd hear that little twinkle special effect by their teeth and that sound effect, tinking, like that. That kind of, that's the only thing missing from this guy. Was like he belonged in an 80s hair commercial. Splash. He comes back to the table. And had the nerve, this was the dumbest thing, had the nerve to try to start joining our conversation like we didn't just see that. So we're sitting there talking, yeah, man, this is the game. But he comes back to the table, hair soaked, shirt soaked, beer running down his face. Yeah, man, that game's going to be good tonight. We're like, no. you think you're going to come back looking like you just took a beer shower? And you're just going to dive back into this conversation like we didn't just see that. And even if we didn't see that, we see this. Dude, just go into the bathroom and dry yourself off. Like we were supposed to go, yeah, man, let's definitely engage in this conversation and pretend like your corny line didn't just get this big giant beard dumped over your head. And I'm sorry. I literally have the picture in my mind of him sitting there and... Because he sits at the table, hey man, about that game, and all the rest of us looked at each other for a second. We all smiled and looked back like, come on, man, come on. You know we have to roast you. The word roast hadn't been, well, the word roast invented, but it wasn't used the way it is now. So we know we got to roast you up now, right? Huh? We gonna roast you till you're dry. In fact, we gonna roast you dry. Okay? And of course, we roasted him about that. I think that happened at around 8 o'clock at night. We all broke up and went our separate ways at around 3 o'clock. So 2:59 and 52 seconds. We roasted him from 8 until we left, you know. But the thing was, once again, he tried to take something that worked someplace else and apply it to another place. It just doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? So all you got to do is assess all situations and treat every situation as a unique situation. Sometimes it's okay to take stuff you already did and already know and already applies to your life and move it someplace else. But you have to check the situation first. You dig? All right? All right? You understand what I'm saying? This is episode number 150. I'm just trying to tell you something, okay? Now, there is something you can do for me. You can subscribe to this podcast if you have not subscribed to this podcast. You can tell friends about this podcast. Tell family about this podcast. I would appreciate it if you did that. You can rate and review this podcast. 5 stars, please. You can rate and review this podcast. I would appreciate it. And you could also come back every Tuesday and Thursday when the S. Anthony Thomas Show is live. Well, not live, but this is recorded. When it is put into the feed for your listening pleasure. To the new people that have started to listen, thank you very, very much. To the people that have been listening to me the whole time, thank you very, very much. And I will see you guys next time. Much love to you all, my friends. Take care.